This is Ted Kennedy wishing Senator Al Simpson the luck of the Irish on St. Patrick's Day and hoping he'll show a little more green by joining in a plea for peace and justice in part of Ireland that's not so lucky on this St. Patrick's Day, Northern Ireland. In a moment, we'll face off. Al, St. Patrick's Day has always been a time for parades and celebrations in the United States. But in recent years, it's also been a time when members of Congress who care about Ireland have joined to speak out for peace in Northern Ireland and an end to the senseless violence and religious bigotry that have plagued that land for generations. A major goal this year is to persuade the British to do more to break down the flagrant employment barriers erected in the workplace by the Protestant majority to discriminate against the Catholic minority. Join us in our effort, Al, and we'll make Shamrock Simpson the toast of Ireland on this St. Patrick's Day.
Thanks for your good wishes on St. Paddy's Day, Ted, and the top of the morning to you too, my friend. I'll sure speak out for peace in Northern Ireland and all over the world. You're right, Ted. There is evidence that religious discrimination may be responsible for a very high unemployment rate among Irish Catholics. But, Ted, religious bigotry is a street that runs both ways. The end to senseless violence you proclaim requires that both parties lay down their arms and lay aside their age-old grudges and prejudices and bigotry. I know that's easy for me to say, and I know that's so difficult given the centuries of hatred gone by. I know you're aware that the British government has proposed legislation that would impose criminal and civil penalties against any employers who discriminate on the basis of religion or sex. That's the real stuff, Ted, the real answer. And it would do so much more for a beleaguered country than all the talk of U.S. politicians on St. Patrick's Day. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on The Cry of the Wolf. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.